Volunteer health workers say the hospital has no drugs and workers have not been paid since August last year. Some residents say the only health facility in the area, Maria Law Hospital, which serves hundreds of thousands of people in Toyin East and North counties, ceased providing services following intercommunal violence that left hundreds of people killed in 2021 and 2022. Some health workers say 10 patients died at the facility from the treatable conditions early this month, while two pregnant women died over the weekend at the hospital due to lack of medicines. VOA could not independently verify the accounts from the health workers. Warab State Information Minister William Wolmayom admits some patients have died due to lack of drugs. He says the state government is making arrangements to buy some drugs for Kwajuk and Maria Law hospitals.
In fact, the health situation could be deteriorating because no enough medications from the side of supply, and also there is no qualified or there are no qualified doctors that could run the hospital. Hopefully, the state government under the Ministry of Health, recently the memo was raised by the Minister of Health, Honorable Abang Yalmadat, in regards to the two hospitals, and the state government has taken a responsibility. Then the state government is also trying to buy some medicine as a supply to the hospitals of both Maria Law and Kwajuk. However, the demand could not be excellent as before. This could be actually the result of maybe some patient that could pass on.
Temwal Madut says he was admitted at Maria Law Hospital for several days. He says the hospital lacks mattress, adding that he and other patients slept on the floor. Madut say medical workers often tell patients to go and buy medicine from private pharmacies in Western Barlagazal State, capital Wau.
First of all, patients are admitted on the bed without a mattress and no drug. Sometimes I opt to sleep on the floor because sleeping on a metallic bed hurt patients a lot. The nurses here only diagnose and tell you to go and buy medicine. And some patients come without money to buy medicine. I beg our government to respond quickly because we, the community in Toyin, North and East, are suffering a lot.
Alwell Bol, another patient, says she has spent 2 days at Maria Law Hospital but has not received drugs prescribed for her illness. He says hospital lacks painkillers such as paracetamol.
There are pharmacies where they sell medicines, but I don't have money to buy them. I don't know what is going to happen next. Maybe I may die like other patients who died on the first day of my arrival to hospital. I request our government and the NGOs to rescue life of people. Mosquitoes are too many in the hospital, sucking blood of patients. No one provides mosquito nets.
Mary Angara, one of the volunteer medical workers at Maria Law Hospital, says aside from the lack of drugs, health workers at the facility have not been paid since August last year. She says each medical worker received 3,000 South Sudanese pounds only. Angara says staff at the hospital feel like they have been abandoned by their government and health partners.
Yeah, here in 2021, during crisis, and we left in hospital helping our vulnerable patients. And now the big challenge is lack of drugs in hospital. We are lacking so many things, but nothing coming from anywhere.
Minister Mayom is appealing to aid agencies to support Maria Law with drugs, adding that health centers in both Toyin East and North counties have no drugs. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.